الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. انتهينا في المحاضرة السابقة. We finished last week about the beginning of the part or the portion of al-wasiyya, the bequest or the written will. If you have property and wills and you left it for your own children to be distributed based to the Sharia, and we found every one of the members, they have a different percentage. It's depend how the case in Islam. الوصية, Allah in the after he mentioned the percentage for every family members, Allah تبارك وتعالى says in the end of the ayah, من بعد وصية, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين. After you put in your consideration, first before you distribute the money of the inheritance between all the family members, you have to put in your consideration to take first al-wasiyya, the written will, how much charity you're going to give to organization or individual or masjid or orphan place, whatever is. Awdain, or you borrow money from somebody, you have to write it down and leave it for your family member. This is obligation for every one of us. If you have any, especially the debt, you have to write it down. Because if these people, they will ask or claim later from your family members, they have no idea about it. So you have to write it down, how much you got from your brother or the sister or the organization. And wasiyya, if you want to give a part of your money, before we distribute the money amongst the family members, we have to take al-wasiyya, the bequest, the written will, charity, whatever it is, and dain, and the debt. First, you have to take it first. And we found it's danger for a dain. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he never pray Salat al-Janazah. Never pray Salat al-Janazah. Unless he ask, هل على أخيكم من دين? If there is any debt against your brother. So if they said yes, he said, go and ask his family members. If he has money, if they have money. If they paid, alhamdulillah. If they are poor, what happened? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he clear for us. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن كل ميت موقوف بدينه. Every dead person will be upon his debt. You cannot leave him because it will be a hellfire onto his body because he has to pay for it. Unless the person, the lender, he said, I give it away, I don't need anything from him. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala. But if the person, he said, I need my money. For example, I take from Sheikh Abdul Rashid, I take him $20,000 before I die. I never tell my family members. And after I die, this is a big money. So Brother Abdul Rashid, he's going to go to for my family member, he borrow from me $20,000. We don't know anything about it. Get out of here. Right or not? We don't know anything about it. He never mentioned anything about like this. How are we going to prove it? The written will. Or the contract between you and your brother. You made it. You cannot leave it like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave, قَالَ مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ دَيْنِ فَدَيْنُهُ عَلَيَّ. Whoever die and he has a debt, his debt will be on me. Meaning from بيت المال. بيت مال المسلمين. To pay all the debt for those who are not able financially to pay the debt. So the Prophet cleared it, and all the companion, the Khalifa, after the Prophet sallam, whoever die and he has nothing to pay back for the lender, he has nothing, he has debt. So his debt will be for who gonna pay it? Yeah? Bayt al-Mal, which is today in a Muslim, call it the Department of Treasury. That's so it's exactly social department, whatever it is, you must obey. But today, we lost the Islamic Sharia amongst us today in every Muslim country. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ مَالٌ فما فديته أو الفدينه فدينه على ورثته. And whoever has money, his debt will be what? Paid from who? From his family members. That's up to the condition. He has money, his family member pay for it. He doesn't have money, right away, بيت مال المسلمين to pay for it. And this has become a standard law in Islamic Sharia. طيب. We reach the area now which we mentioned it before the Salah. We have to understand that the debt are two kinds. الدين are two kinds. You owe two category in this for these two categories. Number one, you owe money for a person like you, creatures. This is you must pay. You have to write it down. And the second part is دين للخالق. You have debt due to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Is that right or not? Debt to due to Allah تبارك وتعالى. For example, الحج. الحج is a فريضة. If the الحج became obligation, if you have what?
Money.
If you have what?
Money.
The money. طيب. Somebody die without performing al-hajj and he has the money. This is dain to Allah تبارك وتعالى. He owe Allah al-hajj. Is that right or not? He owe because حج البيت لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا. To perform al-hajj to the house of Allah تبارك وتعالى for those who are able what? Financially and they are in a good health to perform the hajj. طيب. الزكاة. So الزكاة is the debt due to who? Allah تبارك وتعالى. Is not an option. Some of the Muslims, the most problem for the Muslim today, they don't buy pay the right زكاة. They don't buy it. Because everybody, the money is difficult in the end of the year to pay the زكاة. Oh, subhanallah, I'm going to pay $3,000, $5,000, up to the money because 2.5% if you have, for example, liquid money or gold or whatever it is. If money became difficult, الزكاة, and this is the sign of the day of the judgment, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَأَن تَكُونَ الزَّكَاةَ مَغْرَمًا. And the زكاة will be like a penalty. It's very difficult for you in the end. It will be like a penalty for you. Everybody pays the zakah and he doesn't, subhanAllah, something inside us today. So, we have to understand this example to make it easy for you. Example. A man, he passed away, or a woman. And they have property. كان له مال أو كانت لها مال. Remember this. وكان لا يؤدي هذا المال لحق الله. And he did not pay Allah تبارك وتعالى his debt, such as زكاة, such as حج. And he passed away without performing حج. Because sometime we give excuse, Brother Muhammad. Wallahi, I don't have time because the boss doesn't approve the vacation for me. Wallahi, because I'm so busy, I have a big family to feed. But subhanallah, day by day he's saving a bank and he has the money. This is very dangerous. It's like zakah became obligation if the money will be available. If the money will be available. So what happened is, he delayed, and he feel inside he's gonna live until 80 or 9 years old, because actually he delayed, or he has a philosophy, I'm still young to perform al-hajj, I'm still young, you know, because I'm not sure about myself, if I come back, if I perform hajj while I'm young, I come back to the sins again, I like to purify myself, wait until I became shaiba, it's me, an old man, alright, with a white hair, like Brother Muhammad here, and then after that, I want to go to for Hajj. Because exactly, let me go and until I reach 70 years old. This is false. It is exactly like somebody stand up today, said, Wallahi, I don't feel like I pray Zuhr today. The same thing. If you have the money, the Hajj will be obligation. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, حجوا قبل أن لا تحجوا. Perform Hajj before you cannot, or you are not able today. $7,000, $8,000, wallah, no one knows, next year, $12,000, and it became difficult for all of us. While I had a chance before, when the Hajj was $2,500, $3,000. Now today, look at this, the price, how much is the price for that? Now, so before my question, somebody left a property, left assets, left a liquid money, whatever is, and he did not perform Hajj, and he did not pay zakah. And I know as a family member, my father, he did not pay zakah, because zakah became for the Muslim is option. You understand? So what happened is, before, and this money left by the dead person. Before I take this money and I distribute it to the family member, because when you leave money, hey, that is a great man. Have your son, your daughter, your wife, your father, your mother, everybody like to drink from this. Take it away. He doesn't care. He pays zakah. They did not care exactly why he performed Hajj or not. Is that right or not? Because everybody will put the hand right away. And who going to be in penalty? Who will be in punishment? You are the poor person. Now, my question. Somebody did not write al-wasiyyah. He left no written will for his family member to pay his zakah or to perform Hajj. After I distribute, after I got this money, he has money, remember. Can I pay his zakah first? Or I pay exactly, I hire somebody or I find somebody to perform Hajj instead of him? That is the question. Or we ignore it and we leave him enjoy by the money. Family member, go ahead, enjoy by the money. Everybody has a car, everybody has so and so, bank account, so and so. And I leave my father to be punished in the grave and to be punished in the hellfire. Can I do that? That is the question we need to answer, inshaAllah ta'ala. Why? Example. A man, he left $100,000, for example. And he was able to perform Hajj. But he did not also pay the zakah. He did not make Hajj during his life. He did not pay his zakah. Well, most of the Muslims, they don't know about the rule in Islam. All of us work, and you believe, actually, this is my money. One day we asked somebody, we told him, pay the zakah. He said, this is my money. I'm not a stupid to give it to the people. I don't know if they need it or not. I never. So he never pays zakah. Since he came to this country, almost like what? And he's a doctor. He is a doctor. Remember this. And he made a contract more than 100,000 job. He never paid a zakah with a debate between me and him. Never pay zakah for one single year. Claiming these people, they are thief. These people, they're foolish. I don't know. I'm not guarantee about these people. SubhanAllah. He did not pay. So he left the property now, or wealth. Before his family member put their hand in this money, can I found and I cut the money to pay his zakah, or to take like $6,000 for the Hajj and let somebody from his family member to go and perform Hajj instead of him? Or I leave the money for the family member to enjoy it, and he will deserve a punishment in hellfire? This question, they ask it to the ulama. To answer these questions, we have two different opinions. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Did you understand my coach? Yeah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Somebody left the money. The condition here, he left the money. And he never performed Hajj. And he did not pay his zakah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. He said, yes, you have to cut the money first from his wealth before you distribute it to the family members. You have to cut it and pay his zakah and find somebody to perform Hajj and pay for him to perform Hajj on the behalf of the dead person. Who said that? Who said that? Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. Imam al-Shafi'i doesn't throw word like this. The ulama, they have to give you what? Evidence, dalil from the sunnah. Now, what's your dalil, ya Shafi'i? What's your dalil, your evidence? قال الشافعي دوما دوان شوم شي كيم تو ذا بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث منشنت ان البخاري شريف اوثنتك حديث دوما كيم تو اسك ذا بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت يا رسول الله ان امي ماتت ولم تحج امي ماتت افاحج عنها دوما كيم وذ سبيسيفيك كويشن تو ذا بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم My mother, she passed away and she did not perform the Hajj. Can I perform the Hajj instead her? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he answered her. قال أفرأيت إن كان على أمك دين أفأنت تقضيه عنها Did you see if your mother, she passed away and she owe money or she has a debt? Are you going to pay this debt for your mother? Look at this. So what the woman, she said, Yes, of course, Ya Rasulullah, if my mother, she owe money for somebody, I will pay off this debt. قَالَ فَإِنْ لُكَ Here is the evidence. قَالَ فَإِنَّ دَيْنُ اللَّهِ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُوَفَّ بِهِ The debt which it belong to Allah, the debt is due to which is due to Allah, تبارك وتعالى, has a priority to pay off. To pay for it. Meaning what? Is zakah is what? You owe Allah, right? طيب الحج, you owe Allah. So if you owe Allah, you die and you have this debt. Debt to pay your zakah or debt to pay your hajj and to perform a hajj. It is priority to pay anything which is due to Allah. تبارك وتعالى. Clear? Clear? طيب Alhamdulillah for this. So أحق أن يوفى به. Daynullah, the debt which belongs to Allah, has priority to pay off for it. Al-Imam Malik wal-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahum Allah, they said, no, we don't. He said, if the person he left wasiyya, a written will, to do that, to pay his zakah, or to pay the hajj, or to perform the hajj, We will take it in our consideration and the condition not to be more than what? One third. So who said that? Al-Imam Malik? Al-Imam al-Shafi'i said, we don't pay, we don't cut from his wealth after he die. We don't cut any money for zakah. We don't cut any money to perform al-hajj unless he mentioned it in the wasiyyah. And also the condition not to be more than what? One third. Who said that? Imam Mayahu, Imam Abu Hanifa, and Imam Malik rahimahumullah. Aye. Simeon, give you an example. A man, he left $10,000. Left $10,000. And he said he left wasiyya now. He left a written will. $3,000 for charity. And $6,000 for Hajj, according to their opinion. How much we have now? How much we have the total? $3,000 for charity and $6,000 for Hajj. How much is that?
$9,000.
And he left how much? Okay, it's more than third or not or that. Almost like that, say 90%. So the Imam, both of them, they said, we cannot take it unless only it will be what? One third, it's mean $10,000. One third will be how much that? $3,350, right? If it's gonna be within the $3,350, we will take it. More than that, we don't take it. You got it, inshallah ta'ala, tayyib. The people of the Shafi'iyya, because it's a big fighting between the ulama, and we have to go and search who has the right authentic. They told the Akshay, Hanafi, Imam Abu Hanifa. Oh, people in the scholar of the Imam Maslak, the school of Abu Hanifa, al-Shafi'i, he bring evidence. He said, the woman, she came to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, my mother, she passed away and she did not perform Hajj. Shall I go and perform Hajj instead her? The Prophet, he answered her, Did you see if your mother owe Allah or owe money for in somebody? Owe money for somebody. Debt, she has a debt. Are you going to pay this debt, to pay off for your mother? She said what? Yes. And then he told her what? The daynullah, the debt which is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, has a priority to pay off for it. That means he permitted her to do what? To perform the hajj for her mother. Al-Ahnaf, they answer. They told Al-Ahnaf, the Hanafi and Maliki, about what the word of Shafi'iyya, the lalil of Shafi'iyya. He said, you know, this woman, they answer, this woman, she came voluntarily, her mother, she did not have money, and she came voluntarily to ask the Prophet ﷺ that my mother, she passed away, and she did not perform hajj. Can I go from her own money, voluntarily, as you did it for your mother, for example? As you make umrah for your father, he is the best way. As you make umrah for or hajj for your grandmother, voluntarily from you. And the Prophet, he did not ask her. He told her, go away, because the woman, she was willing to spend the money from where? From her own money. So that's why Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Al-Malikiyya, they answer, we don't take the evidence from Al-Shafi'iyya. So which one is right? Can we take the opinion from the Shafi'i or the school of Abu Hanifa and the school of Maliki? Do you want the answer? I give it to you, or exactly we leave it for tomorrow?
Not today, sir.
Yeah, today, because of the Sheikh, he came from Staten Island. May Allah Ta'ala give him milsa mulis. The ulama, the majority of the ulama, supported the word of Al-Shafi'i. The evidence, subhanAllah. Don't tell me Sheikh Mustafa Al-Shafi'i, because he loved this opinion. I have no matter in this. All of the imam is our imam. And whoever give me the strong dalil, listen for this. Why we take the word of the Shafi'i? While Abu Hanifa and Malik, they said, no, has to be a written will. First, if we need to take cut money to perform hajj for him, or to pay his zakah, and in the end, must be within the third, not more than that. So they said Al-Shafi'i had a strong, and the majority of the ulama, they took the evidence from Al-Shafi'i. Why, Abdul Rashid? Think about it with me. Somebody died and he left the money, and he did not pay his zakah, and he did not leave in written will, and he did not perform the hajj. Where is his goal will be? Where he gonna be? Does Allah, he gonna forgive him for this?
No way.
Uh-huh. Is there any forgiveness?
No.
Huh? In a forgiveness, somebody purposely was zulm, did not pay zakah, was zulm. He was busy in this dunya to collect every single penny, and he has no time to give it to Allah. He owe Allah hajj, and he did it. Shall I let the people, his wife and his children, and everybody in the family member to enjoy life, and I leave him to be in a hellfire? Well, a second here. See how the ulama, that's why the ulama elected for what? Al-Shafi'iyya said, no way. Because again, come back to the evidence in the hadith in the end, when he told the woman, did you see if your mother, she owe money for somebody? Are you going to pay off this debt instead of your mother? She said what? Yes. Then the Prophet ﷺ told her, Dain of Allah, it means the debt which due to Allah has priority to what? To pay. They greater than the creatures. Allah has priority to pay his debt first. Is that debt which is due to Allah more than the creatures, right or not? Therefore, zakah, you have no option. The hajj, you have no excuse. Somebody die without performing hajj, and he has the money, and he was in a good health condition, and he has the money, and he has the zakah, and he did not pay with zulm, with oppressions. So, shall we distribute the money amongst this family member, or we cut this money? And even if this money is more than the third, because the option is not an option here. The Prophet ﷺ, when he said, when you leave in written will, not to be more than one third. Because Hadith Sa'di ibn Abi Waqas, we mentioned it last week, he said, ya Sa'd, the third is too much. You understand? If it's better for you to leave your children are rich, better than you leave them poor, to go and beg it, or to borrow money from the people. If you have a little money, you have to put in your consideration no written will, no organization, no individual to leave, because your family member will have a priority if you have a little money. But if you have a lot, and you make you leave enough for your family members, so what you have? You could go up to what? The third. But somebody has like a $10,000. And he left his family members, his wife and his family members, and they pay $1,200 rent. And he take with $3,300 and he give it a charity. And he left the rest for his family member. This $7,000 here, it doesn't support the family for 3-4 months. Right or not? Can you give it to somebody else and you leave them for the dog to snatch their flesh, or you leave the whole money? No, you leave the whole money for them. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. But here, the people, majority, tarjih, it's mean when we elect the two opinions, al-Shafi'i, wal-Imam Malik, wal-Imam Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa and Malik, they made a condition. They made a condition not to be more than the third. But what we have to do is $3,000. He left $10,000. $3,000 is not going to perform the hajj for him and pay his zakah. Right or not? So we have to go for the election of the ulama to pay, to right away to use the money first and to pay the zakah first, because zakah or your family member knows zakah first. Because he left the money. He left net in the bank after his expenses, but he did not pay the whole year zakah before that. We have to cut it. We pay the zakah. We have to take money and send somebody to perform hajj for him. He was has the money. He has $10,000. He is able to cover the expenses of the hajj or not, but he did not do it because he loved the $10,000 more than the hajj. He loved the $10,000 more than the zakah. So the ulama supported the opinions of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i Rahimahullah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to help us to understand the Islam. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma alimna ma'alamta bi kathiri min khalqik waj'alna minal rashidin waj'alna minal ladhina istami'una qawla fattabi'una ahsana. Allahumma akhtim lana bi khatimatin hasana wa'afu an sayyiatina inna kunna minal zalimin waqbidna ilayka salimina aminin adikhilna al-jannah ma'al abrar. Allahumma aj'alna minal muttaqin. Allahumma ruddana ilayka raddan jameela la tu'adhibna wa anta bina rahim. واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ارض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا. اللهم ردنا إليك ردا جميلا. اعف عن سيئاتنا إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم. إن عذابها أعكان غراما. اللهم يا رب ارزقنا الإيمان والتقوى والعفاف واقبضنا ولا تقبضنا إلا وأنت راض عنا. أمتنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وعلمنا العلم بما علمته كثير من الناس. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.